Exploring Family, Identity, and Redemption in Sonny's Blues. Chapter 1. Summary of Sonny's Blues. Sonny's Blues is a short story by James Baldwin that revolves around two brothers, the unnamed narrator and his younger brother Sonny. The narrator, a schoolteacher, reflects on his troubled relationship with Sonny and the events that led up to Sonny's arrest for drug possession. Throughout the story, the narrator struggles to understand and accept Sonny's choice to pursue a career in music, despite their father's warnings about the dangers of the music world. The brothers' relationship is strained by misunderstandings and differing lifestyles, but is ultimately reconciled when the narrator attends one of Sonny's performances at a jazz club. Through Sonny's music, the brothers find common ground and a way to connect with each other, as well as confront the pain and suffering that they have both experienced in their lives. The story delves into themes of family, race, addiction, and the power of art to heal and bring people together. Chapter 2. The Meaning of Sonny's Blues. Sonny's Blues by James Baldwin is a short story that explores themes of family, identity, and redemption. The story follows two brothers, Sonny and the unnamed narrator, as they navigate their troubled relationship and their own personal struggles. Sonny is a talented musician grappling with addiction, while the narrator is a schoolteacher who tries to understand and support his brother. Throughout the story, Sonny's music becomes a metaphor for his inner turmoil and his search for meaning and solace in a difficult world. The narrator's journey to understand his brother and the complexities of their shared past ultimately leads to a moment of connection and understanding between the two. Overall, Sonny's Blues is a powerful exploration of the complexities of human relationships and the struggle to find redemption and meaning in the face of personal and societal challenges. Through the characters of Sonny and the narrator, Baldwin delves into themes of family, identity, and the power of art to heal and unite. Chapter 3. Sonny's Blues Chapters. Chapter 1. The narrator, who is a schoolteacher, receives a letter from his brother Sonny, who is in jail, asking him to come visit. The narrator reflects on their complicated relationship and the struggles Sonny has faced in his life. Chapter 2. The narrator goes to visit Sonny in jail, and they have a tense conversation. Sonny tells the narrator about his struggles with addiction and his passion for playing jazz music. The narrator struggles to understand Sonny's choices and ambitions. Chapter 3. After Sonny is released from jail, the narrator invites him to come live with his family. Sonny spends his days practicing the piano and playing jazz music at night. The narrator begins to better understand Sonny's passion for music and the ways it helps him cope with his troubles. Chapter 4. Sonny gets the opportunity to perform at a local jazz club and invites the narrator to come watch. The narrator is moved by Sonny's performance and finally begins to see the depth of his brother's talent and artistic vision. Chapter 5. The narrator reflects on their shared past and the struggles they have both faced. He realizes that Sonny's music is a way for him to express his pain and find peace. The brothers reconcile, and the narrator finally accepts and embraces Sonny's gift for music. Chapter 4. 10 Quotes from Sonny's Blues. 1. I am telling you, these are very hard times for young people. I know it sounds crazy, but you've got to find some way to think about your own life and take care of it. 2. These boys and girls were becoming a powerful new breed of young people. They were growing up fast, in the rubble of a blooming city. They were filled with hope, but they were also filled with pain and confusion, just like me. 3. You've got to understand that these kids are living in a world that nobody's ever seen before. You've got to understand that they're all alone in that world, and that's why they're so angry and so mean. 4. I was trying to tell him that I was scared, man, that I was scared of the dark, that I was always scared of the dark, but he wouldn't listen. He just smiled and kept smoking that cigarette. 5. These are all real people. You know what I mean? They're not just some statistic or something. They're real people with real problems. And they need help. They need someone to care about them. 6. I was trying to tell you that we all have a blues, man. We all have a blues. But you've got to find a way to deal with it. You've got to find a way to make it work for you. 7. I guess we're all just trying to find our way. You know what I mean? We're all just trying to find our way in this crazy world. But we've got to stick together. We've got to look out for each other. 8. I guess we all just have to learn how to survive. You know what I mean? We all just have to learn how to survive in this crazy, messed up world. And we've got to help each other out along the way. 9. There's always going to be pain and struggle in life, man. That's just the way it is. But we've got to find a way to rise above it. We've got to find a way to rise above the pain and the struggle and the chaos. 10. I guess we're all just trying to find some kind of peace. You know what I mean? We're all just trying to find some kind of peace in this crazy, messed up world. And we've got to find it. We've got to find that peace, man.